Thank you for tuning in to this week's Just Ball Things. If you're catching us on the podcast, remember to give us a rating and review. And now, on with the show.
Shut up and sit down.
Good morning, afternoon, or evening from wherever you're listening across the world.
Welcome, crumpets indeed,
Jack boy. Welcome to the semi kind of season. It's a season final, but we've got some off-season stuff.
Oh, we have plenty of off-season. We ain't going nowhere.
The season final.
Who cares? 101 episodes.
Just Ball Things. with me today, as always, is the J-Man, Jack Manuel. How are you?
I've been up since 9 a.m, Nick, and this is my fourth podcast I'm recording.
You're a busy boy.
Busy boy.
Tell us about the other podcasts you've been doing, your other exploits.
Brooklyn Buzz, two OTG outlets, the Anthony Davis Emergency Pod. Obviously be talking that for some different perspective with my boy, my other favourite Nick, the Australian Nick.
That's me.
That's your Nick Busick?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
My name is...
Kind of segued into
that.
That was nice. That was good.
My name is Nick Busick, and I had a mini heart attack yesterday, mate.
A mini heart? What, the mini, dogs?
Mini, oh, yeah.
Is that the heart attack? Yeah.
I know a lot of people of this podcast don't like to... don't care about AFL.
AFL tour.
But what a game! Yeah. We suck.
You are not great.
And we almost blew it.
Charlie Curnow was doing some stuff.
Oh, man.
Cripsy. I watched that game. It was, you guys had
it. Was not pleasant.
It wasn't. But it was more it's more pleasant if you're a Lakers fan, Nick.
Ooh,
can't
segue
because there's banter
There's official banter time and the plug.
Whatever.
You've forgotten the plug. But we will get to the Lakers. Some big news, obviously, in regards to that. But first.
Yes.
You can read all about the Lakers and... All of the Lakers stuff and free agency,
Draft.
All of those things, draft, everything's happening on otgbasketball.com.
Yes.
You can follow them on Twitter at otgbasketball. Obviously, the Jackie boy's been on the pods.
Get the blue tick. There's some people on Twitter right now who have the blue tick. OTG Basketball has near 5,000 followers, very credentialed with their NBA takes and writers and podcasters.
They need to be verified.
We need that verification. I need verification in my life in so many different ways, but I need it for OTG Basketball even more.
Tell you what, for all of those verified people listening...
Twitter.
I'm sure there are a
Hello,
lot
Hello, Twitter!
Verified people listening to this podcast. Let us know how you do it. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure a simple Google search...
I saw a bloke who had 390 followers who had a blue tick. And he reported that Jimmy Butler is going to sign with the Los Angeles Lakers. How does this happen? Unless he, like, has an emoji symbol of the blue tick to somehow...
Ooh.
I don't know.
Ooh.
There's no such thing, though.
That's clever.
There isn't.
That'd be cool, though. Yeah. If it was, like, a special character, yeah. that would be cool. Anyway, at the J-Man JBT, you can follow Jackie Boy on Twitter, at JBT Nick. Mate, my Twitter follower has grown two.
You're 64.
I think I'm 64. Whoa, I think I'm 64.
Wow.
I don't have Twitter open at the moment.
I'll
64,
I'll look
some lovely OTG people.
I'm at 740.
Oh, boy. It's a lot.
I don't know how I did that, by the way.
You've done well. You've done well, Jack Boy.
People
you're
like
very,
me.
Very content.
They're my only friends.
And so, yes.
I have 740 online friends.
And your self-worth is denoted by that number.
Only. It's only on social media.
Facebook.com/JustBallThings. You can give us a like and a follow there. JBTPodcast@gmail.com.
DSGNtree.com.
Oh, yes.
/off the glass.
We've got
some fire merch coming our way. We'll take photos of it.
Me and Jackie Boy have just bought our merchandise.
Plethora of merchandise coming our way. JBTPodcast@gmail.com at the JMAJBT at JBT Nick.
Damn right. All right. For the last time this season.
We'll do some more music.
This season. This off season stuff, of course.
Okay.
This last time this season.
I'm sorry. I got a bit ahead of yourself. Yes, I'm sorry.
The off season, anyway, it doesn't matter. Not the last time this season. Music Mudvale Scale. For those of you who are new, this is where we scale things are things that are likely to happen in the NBA. We scale it from alternative fact, Twitter fact, Wikipedia fact, or straight up fact. DesignTree.com. Go get yourself a Music Mudvale Scale T-shirt
and a Zion Williamson one as well.
Zionology.
We came up with that shit.
Much different to Zionism, which I later found out was a different thing.
No, it's we've said that flippantly, but we didn't mean it. Zionology was always our thing.
Yes, but Zionism is something else.
Yes, we're not talking about
No,
we're not. We're speaking about the Pelicans.
We're not the Pelicans.
New Orleans.
New Orleans.
NOP.
Oh, damn, I was gonna say that.
You were gonna say NOP.
Yeah.
I love your mind.
The Jazz Land. I mean, the birthplace
but
of jazz.
But Utah is Jazz Land.
No, they're not the Jazz Land.
The
Pride Land. That's from...
That's Lion King.
Lion King. Pride Rock. Pride Rock. Anyway, yeah. The Pelicans won the Anthony Davis trade. For those of you who have been living under a rock...
Yes.
Or are living under a basketball rock. Or a basketball.
Living under a basketball. Sounds warm.
That'd be fun. The Pelicans have initiated a trade for Anthony Davis, sending him to the Los Angeles Lakers for a sizable package.
Yes, so this is how it goes, Nick. We've got the number 4 pick in 2019, a top 8 protected pick in 2021.
That's two.
Then becomes unprotected in 2022.
Okay.
An unprotected swap in 23.
Okay.
An unprotected first, so an actual pick.
Okay.
In 2024,
okay.
An unprotected swap in 25, Brandon Ingram, Josh Hart, and Lonzo Ball. There's a lot of stuff there.
There's a lot of stuff. That is the potential for five high first round picks.
It's insane.
At least three first round picks, and then the swap could obviously bring them higher in the first round.
I mean, the top eight protected in 2021, like that, they'll probably, like in 2 years' time, you expect the Lakers to still be a contender.
Probably you would probably expect, yes.
By 2023, maybe even 2022, when that unprotected swap in 2023, if the Pelicans are okay then, you know, Zion starts to become, you know, that better player, Drew still doing some things, Lonzo, who knows.
Well, the end of the 2019 season was LeBron's first year of a 4-year contract, which means 2023, the 2022-2023 season will be the last year of his contract.
Yeah. So by the time the unprotected first of 2024 is gone around, it'll be Anthony Davis and whoever else. I mean, obviously, he's going into free agency, but it's been made known that he intends to re-sign. And then an unprotected swap in 2025. So, this is insane. I would say I will...
So, let's address... we've given the context. Let's address the question.
The scale.
Did the Pelicans win?
You can't say win or lose. I'm going wiki because if the Lakers win a championship, then
That's right.
That's all that matters. It's champion. It's weird to say this, but it's championship or bust for the Los Angeles Lakers with this trade.
Okay.
You know, obviously, we'll talk about other pieces they can add going forward, but for now, it sways very heavily towards the New Orleans Pelicans with the nice young assets they've got. I mean, I spoke about on the outlet how big I am on Lonzo Ball. Brandon Ingram is a very talented player too. Josh Hart's a perfectly complimentary piece. Obviously, around Zion, you need a bit of shooting. Don't necessarily have that in Brandon Ingram and Lonzo, but they'll get some other pieces, and they might get another piece with the number 4 pick.
They're looking to trade that number 4
pick. They might, and I mean, there was rumors that your boy Bradley Beal was going to be coming up in that. I'm not 100% sure if that still has traction, or whether they just go with a guy like Jared Culver, DeAndre Hunter, or those sort of players with the number 4 pick. But, Nick, what are your thoughts? Who won this trade? Or for now, I guess. Let's just judge it purely...
For now, it's the Pelicans. The Pelicans have traded very, very well for Anthony Davis. The reports were the Celtics weren't willing to give up Jason Tatum in any trade, so that crumbled. So the original package of, you know, of...
In saying that, Nick, I said this on the air. I want to hear your thoughts, because I like giving you unprompted questions, because it gives you no filter. If the Celtics weren't willing to give up Tatum, then the Lakers were bidding against themselves. So why did they just... And I mean, it proves that Rob Pelinka is not a great GM. And David Griffin is a great GM.
Yes, of course. This is incredible. The sort of Elvin Gentry style... Not Elvin Gentry.
Del Demps. Yeah.
The Del Demps style of... squeezing, just being petty, is not the David Griffin style at all.
Not at all.
Whereas David Griffin has convinced the Lakers to trade exactly what they've traded. It's a very different.
But they got to keep Kuzma.
They got to keep Kuz. That was I think that's why those pick swaps were put in there. It's like, well, you know, Kuz was.
I guarantee.
There would have been some talks
in the calls. Like, it's just like, all right, I'm David Griffin. So it's like, all right, Rob, give me Kuz. It's like, LeBron likes Kuz. All right, well then, give me like 8 pick swaps. Pick swaps? I don't care. I'm not gonna have a job in 2025. There's no... What's the likelihood that Rob Pelinka still is in...
Oh, 100%.
Not.
100% not going to be in a job.
As soon as Bron's out, he's out. Oh, I don't even... He doesn't even deserve to have the job right now. I mean, for me, it's...
But championship... If he wins the championship, he's the championship champ.
But look, this is move one. Hmm. Anthony yes. Davis. What is going to be move two? In fact, we'll get to that right now. The Lakers should make Kemba Walker their top priority for their remaining cap space.
It's a fact for me.
Yeah. Over Kyrie?
Over
Jimmy?
James? Yes.
Yep.
Kemba, you throw... I mean, just similar to what you've done with Anthony Davis, you throw the kitchen sink at Kemba Walker, which unfortunately is only a maximum you can give him.
And like $80 million less than what the Charlotte Hornets can give
him. Of course. Whether I think the Kemba will sign for the Lakers? I don't think so.
You don't think he will?
I don't think
you
he will.
You think he's going to stay in Charlotte?
I think he will stay in Charlotte.
Loyalty, loyalty, loyalty.
There was a report that he will. Exactly what you said last week. Mm-hmm. Kemba may sign less than the Supermax just to help out the
Does this give Kemba more leverage? Kemba and his agency more leverage now? The fact that there is another a strong bidder and he's just going to go to Michael Jordan. Hey, these guys are going to give me this. I could win a championship with them. You got to give me all the money in the world. He does, and like
I don't think Kemba will do that to Charlotte.
No, see, I think he should. Like for me, the only reason players should take less is to get another player in, and they can't do that. And the only if they want to like get into the luxury tax, then it's on the owners, i.e., Michael Jordan, to do that. So yes, the Lakers should make Kemba Walker their top priority. We'll talk about Charlotte, I guess, at another period when whatever happens with Kemba Walker happens. Mm. Obviously, in the coming weeks, when free agency begins, but. Kemba is literally the perfect number three guy. Now, we saw this season in Toronto, a team that was not necessarily as highly stacked, but had a larger depth of talent, mm-hmm. beat out a team that was probably the most stacked in the history of the game.
Well, they weren't when they won. That's the...
But that's the
that's
thing.
That's the criticism.
That's the thing, though. You that's the risk you have by getting the high-end talent. Like, Anthony Davis has been healthy-ish. LeBron James is aging and suffered his first major injury. Kemba Walker has been incredibly durable. So it's all these things that you need to weigh up as an organization. I think that most teams and most organizations would go for, you know, give me Kemba Walker any day of the week. But I brought up and a name that I just think would be a really nice fit is a guy like a Malcolm Brogdon as mm-hmm. a sort of point guard. Make some plays. He can pass well. He can defend. And he can shoot. And he proved it in the postseason, which is where the Lakers are going to really need those guys to step up. Their top priority for now. I'll go with the fact for this one okay. for now. But I think that there are some moving pieces around there. Like, you know, you could just as easily get some really nice value out of a Patrick Beverley. You know, these sort of guys that can play defense, hit some 3-point shots, make a play here and there. But to reach the dynastic sort of real like, because you're going to be competing with the Eastern Conference, who I think is probably has. Three of the four best teams right now. Obviously, Toronto with Kawhi, Philadelphia and Milwaukee. Boston obviously out of that race unless something happens with Kyrie. And Kyrie's even been rumored to go to the Lakers. So, gun to your head, Nick. In fact, not even gun to your head. You get to pick between these two players. If you are Rob Pelinka and you are given the choice between Kemba Walker and Kyrie Irving, you just get to have either one. It's your choice, mate. Same. They're literally going to be at the same salary cap hit. Who are you taking?
Kemba Walker.
Kemba?
Kemba Walker.
Why?
I don't think the experiment between Kyrie and LeBron can work again.
It can't, but they're friends now, Nick.
I'm sure they're...
He's in LA.
I'm sure they're friends.
He's probably liking Instagram posts about flat earths and...
This is probably going
Mother Teresa.
To rehash some bad memories of why he left Cleveland in the first place. Being the subordinate to LeBron James.
And Anthony Davis.
He'll be the third... I don't think he could take that.
Wow.
Which is why I think the Brooklyn trade for Kyrie is going
we'll
to
get
be...
To that, yeah.
We will get to that. We will get to that. My only critique with your little bit on maybe putting Kemba to the wayside and getting some role players,
yeah.
getting some solid
yeah.
players, depth. Multiple, getting some depth, yeah. similar to what the Toronto had. Toronto have an outstanding organization, top to bottom.
They do.
The Lakers
do not
from the top, and maybe the coaching changes things.
Who knows?
Maybe the giving Pelinka basketball operations manager's role Oh, no, it was Rob... what's his name? Anyway,
Frank Vogel?
No,
well, who are you talking about?
Another guy. Some guy who doesn't have the official turn. Kurt Rambis, thank you. Whether that sort of organisational change shifts the mindsets and makes them play... like, actually gives them some organisational stability.
Yeah.
Chances are it hasn't. It's not. And it won't.
And the coaching situation for me, like... Frank Vogel, Lionel Hollins, and Jason Kidd, and you have LeBron James, obviously, who is incredibly fickle when it comes to his desire for how to be coached. But
that's why I don't think that these lesser players, mid-tier. Yeah, the mid-tier players won't perform as well in the playoffs, in the regular season, in a bad organization.
Yeah.
And I think you need to get a player that transcends the organization in Kemba Walker.
Okay, that's completely fair, but. But Nick, LeVar has some takes. We'll get to him for the next Music Manuel.
But like I said, I guarantee, like I say again, it'll be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
I agree. So they're going to regret this, right?
They're going to regret it. I'm going to have fun with it. Because I told y'all it was crashing down. Now it completely crashed, but at least my son got off the boat before the thing exploded. I gave him a chance. You can rewind it and go back. And I said, if you get the three ball, brothers, you're going to survive this.
Trusty LeVar Ball coming at us.
Lakers will never win another championship, Nick.
Never.
Fact.
Ever. Ever.
Only the three ball twins can save him. The three ball brothers. you have three balls, by the way, you should go to a doctor, guys.
It's called a tricycle. A tricycle. Tricycle.
Ah, that's not bad. Yeah. I respect that.
That was not an original joke.
All right.
I heard Ryan Reynolds say it. He's a funny man. So it must be funny.
You love Ryan Reynolds.
I do love
Ryan. You would have sex with him.
This is obviously an alternative fact.
They might not, Nick. By the time we die...
Ever.
They could not win a championship.
Let's shorten this down. Are they going to win... what's the likelihood of them winning a championship without Lonzo Ball?
Yeah.
In fact, does Lonzo Ball push the needle for them?
No, not
of course
all.
Not. What's the chance of winning a championship in the LeBron era?
I think it's relatively high-ish now. I think that they're the number one contender at West. I think that that's... you can almost say that guaranteed. Because if the Golden State Warriors didn't have their disastrous injury run, then yeah, then there's it's a two-man race. But it's almost they're running against themselves, the Lakers. And they're almost going to be their worst nightmare.
Houston Rockets, you're not giving much credence on them?
I think
maybe OKC come back? Yeah.
I mean, we spoke about the rocky nature of what's happening with Daryl Morey, Tillman Fertitta.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah.
And Mike D'Antoni. Whether this changes the trajectory of that? Yeah, the Houston Rockets might be over there. The Denver Nuggets are up there to an extent. Obviously, they're growing and they're a young giants, organization. Yeah. Maybe they try and make a move. But I still think that it's the Lakers... But the better teams are out east. So I think the Lakers are a finals contender. I don't think it's set in stone. There's still plenty of time in free agency where a lot of other moves can be made.
That's the thing. They're not, in their current state at the moment, they're not far and ahead, in my opinion, championship favourites.
No, and
I know Vegas has them championship favourites. In my mind, given what I saw from the Lakers organisation as a whole... I'm hoping LeBron can come back and do more of what he was doing. Obviously, he made third-team all-defense.
28-8. Sorry,
13, yeah, exactly. He was a beast. And he is hoping that continues. And every year I enter in the same vein with LeBron James. Can he continue to perform? And my heart of hearts says, of course he can. He's LeBron goddamn James.
Yes.
But... he can't do it forever.
He can't.
Like, when is the year that he slows down?
I mean,
who knows, it could
be next year. And does that make Nick Kawhi Leonard is the best player in the NBA?
Oh, Segway. Because it was swagalicious.
Thanks.
Swag.
Is
he? That's a good question.
I think by almost process of elimination, he is. Kevin Durant was my best player in the NBA.
Yeah.
He's not it.
He's injured. That's the thing.
Playing with an Achilles injury, I don't think is humanly possible. LeBron James is the argument. It's between those two. And, I mean, it's hard because, I mean, who would you rather have next season? I might have to do a poll for this. Because Corey and I are going to be doing our top 50 soon as well. I would personally have Kawhi at one, but I could easily be argued.
I would put Kawhi at one.
But, and as well, like, we've seen him, like, obviously the Finals MVP. He had a tremendous postseason, one of the best in the history of the game. He's one of the best postseason performers in the history of the game. But does he have some off-season surgery that could hinder him going forward? Because the dude looks sore. Mm. He was hobbling around. He was limping around.
Did you see the little exclamation when he went to sit down at the NBA presser after the game? He's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Like an old man getting off a chair.
Walking down the steps, he was like waddling like a penguin.
I mean, it's been a long season. Look, it's taken a toll on the Golden State Warriors. You could argue that load management has 100% worked for the Toronto Raptors.
Yep.
It got him a championship.
Yep.
I mean, you could credit that to that. Is Kawhi Leonard the best player in the NBA?
Wiki.
This is a fact for me.
Oh, okay.
It's a fact for me. From what he showed in the playoffs, from what he showed, and it could have just been he's healthier than the rest of them.
Yep.
He's had less miles under his legs for the season.
Yeah.
But the way he played was the way that the best player in the world carries himself.
Yep.
It was incredible. You say that LeBron James is the argument. LeBron James has got a lot of miles under his legs now.
He does.
There is a lot of facets of his game that are, like, he's picking and choosing when to play.
Yeah.
And you can't be the greatest player. You can't be the greatest player in the game if you do that.
But Kawhi Leonard picks and chooses by playing. He doesn't play.
That wasn't his decision.
I think
it's an organizational decision.
I think it was his decision. I think it was his decision. I think it was a joint decision, definitely.
I think the Toronto Raptors had more pull in that.
I would disagree. But that's a discussion for another day. I will throw a name into the mix and it will segue nicely into the next take. I think Stephen Curry will be certainly up there next season. Damon Rangula on Twitter. KD and Klay. I wrote Klay.
Klay.
KD and Klay suffering catastrophic injuries before their free agency to try to win a ring is both legendary and tragic. It pains me to say how factual this
is. If I can quote Steve Kerr after their Game 5 victory, it was both a great victory and a great loss.
Yes. That's like some shit you'd hear from Peter Dinklage on Game of Thrones.
He is a philosophical man.
I like
He's a
him.
Very smart man.
Yes,
very
is.
Learned.
Steve Kerr 2020.
Damn right. I'd be all around that. this is heartbreaking. You see the level of professionalism that these two players bring to the game, the effort, the intensity that they play with, the dedication that they play with. And you can liken it to any, I mean, sports, obviously, injuries are more prevalent. But when someone who has worked so hard for something crushingly falls short or crushingly is not able to do that thing anymore, especially in the storyline that it was in the finals.
Yeah.
It's devastating. Of course it is. Saying this, KD and Klay suffering catastrophic injuries before their free agency. It's a bit sad. It is 100%. But this, I don't think this will affect their free agency. Definitely not KD's. I don't think it'll affect KD's.
I don't think it will affect Klay's, because I think ACLs, despite their seriousness, I think that they are more easier. I mean, Derrick Rose.
I mean, you're not twisting around when you're shooting. He's just shooting.
Derrick Rose would tell me otherwise.
Yes,
but fair. Klay, I think, will come back and will be the Klay that we know and love. KD, I think he might buck the trend and do the same, but it's an Achilles injury and no one has ever come back. Maybe Dominic Wilkins, you can make that argument. We saw the living embodiment of it with DeMarcus Cousins coming back this year, suffering quad issues.
Different frames. I'd more compare it to Kobe Bryant.
But Kobe was a couple of years older.
He was, but his shot was never the same.
Yeah, but
I'd be more likely to compare it to Kobe's return than DeMarcus's return, given that...
I'm going to compare it to either. I think KD is going to have his own set of circumstances,
of course.
He's a completely different beast, Mr. Reaper. But Yeah, it's just funny how this game can be so cruel. Like, I say it, like, consistently, how this sport can give so much and then take it away. Like, if the Raptors had actually swept and won all the games that they should have, then Clay wouldn't have been playing in Game 6. And, you know, if KD, you know, had have actually just decided to stay out, or, you know, they were 3-1 down instead of 2-1 down. It's just funny you think about the what-if scenarios. You can't help but with basketball more than any other sport. But speaking of those injuries, Nicholas, Mark Cuban came out on Twitter. The NBA and Players Association need to invest in money to prevent these serious injuries. He was speaking about specifically sort of preventative and diagnostic tools to sort of think ahead and prevent Achilles and serious knee injuries from happening in the first place. There's more need to be done in the areas of medical science in the NBA.
I don't like Mark Cuban.
You don't like Cubes?
No.
Cuby, MC.
Given all of the
Mavericks.
The Mavericks drama that happened this... It's been a long season. Like, you think of the Mavericks drama that happened. That happened this season.
A season of the NBA is like 8 seasons of Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones this year was great.
4 seasons of Game of Thrones. 8 seasons of Game of Thrones is
a lot happens.
A lot did happen.
But it you know, it's because I don't like Cubes.
Yep.
I'd hate to agree with him.
Yes, okay.
And 100%.
Yep.
Look at any industry in the world. In the world! And I would stretch to say that Mark Cuban's company's stretch to this as well.
Shark Tank.
Safety is number one.
Yeah.
Safety is number one in any industry you ever go in.
Yeah.
Safety of their employees, of their players, paramount.
Yeah.
So if there is more that you can do to prevent such injuries, like I'm not big on this. I mean, I am big on science, but I'm not privy.
Sports science.
I'm not privy to the sports science that is out there.
I did study exercise science. I should be more knowledgeable on it, but I'm a teacher now.
But if there is a way to prevent your employees,
yeah,
from potentially ruining their careers, and from hurting, from just suffering injuries playing your sport,
yeah,
like working for you,
yeah,
then why would you not?
Well,
safety is paramount.
He was sort of saying, you know, investing in sort of more areas into sports science and diagnostic tools and that sort of thing. But there are ways that it can sort of be done within the paramounts and the measures that are already available in terms of load management. I mean, it's become the
reducing the season.
The term of this, and I was going to say reducing the season. That is not going to happen. Mm-mm. But within that, you have load management. You know, the San Antonio Spurs did that before load management was even known as load management. Like 13-14, when the Spurs went to Miami and it was like the premier game on ESPN, and Pop just rested Timmy, Tony, and Manu, and they didn't care about the game. They almost won it still anyway. Just being able to player management, man management is a part of any season. And 82 games is a hell of a slog. And we're sort of seeing right now I think Bill Simmons was sort of saying that the season needs to be shortened because, you know, you look at the Golden State Warriors, who are a dynastic team, 5 years of playing 100 games plus and playing for 6 months at a time. It's unfathomable. But I don't think that it's led to... I would say that Clay's injury is not an overuse type injury. KD is to an extent, but I think that they cause that to their own accord by bringing him back and playing him 12 or 14 minutes when he should have been on a minutes limit.
But Kawhi is the living embodiment of load management.
Yeah.
Kawhi is a living embodiment of what a shorter season can produce,
yeah,
the quality it can produce, and it produced a hell exciting finals.
Yeah, and I mean, it'll be something I think that we'll probably discuss even more in depth as the days and weeks go by. But Nicholas, the Wizards' offer for Masai Ujiri is outlandish.
Well, always got to fit in some Wizards talk, much to my dismay.
Oh, wait,
Did we
forget Wizards both.
Oh, let's do the Wizards both. Yeah.
The Washington Wizards are making noise.
I drank some bleach all the way down to the blue, and now I'm starting to feel like Harry Potter.
So what is it this week for Wizards woes, Jackie boy? I think you may have...
The Wizards offer! I didn't even think that it was a Wizards one, because it's actually like somewhat positive news. Like,
yeah, I mean, it's not a woe, I guess. I think Anyway, the Wizards' offer for Masai Ujiri is outlandish. The Wizards have offered... Have they officially offered?
It's on the tape.
Because this came out while the Toronto Raptors were celebrating. They were on the podium with their trophy, and then Woj drops this. What a man.
The bombs.
What a man.
He has the bombs.
He's not even watching the... he doesn't care what's happening.
Don't when give news shit.
Breaks. When news breaks, I mean, good on the Wizards.
Greatest journalist in the history of the game.
Good on the Wizards for being so forthright,
yep.
I guess.
Yep.
But he's offering $10 million a year.
An ownership stake.
And an ownership stake.
Yeah, so... The Washington Wizards are prepared to could approach $10 million annually and deliver him the opportunity for ownership equity. The Wizards owner Ted Leonsis is expected to reach out to Toronto ownership soon to request formal permission to meet with Ujiri and offer a staggering financial package.
And you know what? I don't care. You know why I don't care? Because the GM's salary is not on the salary cap.
True that, my friend.
You pay him as much as you freaking want.
I like it.
Because it doesn't... Paying him a ridiculous amount of money doesn't hinder us at all. All it hinders is Leonsis's wallet.
Theodore.
Good old Teddy's wallet.
Theo.
I don't care about that.
Apparently, there is talk that the Raptors would match it. And
that would make him the highest paid GM by a long shot, surely. $10 million for a GM is a lot.
Yeah, I'm trying to think about Bob Myers and others. Who would it be more? Maybe Danny Ainge. I'm not 100% sure. But the Toronto Raptors have a stake in MLSC, I think it's what it's called, the sports entertainment franchise thing. And there's a lot of money in Toronto. They can essentially print money. Monumental Sports and Entertainment Company. They oversee the Wizards and NHL's Capitals. So, there's a lot of money. Is it outlandish, Nicholas?
No. This is an alternative fact. I mean, I shouldn't say that. It is pretty outlandish.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. You throw whatever you can. If Leonsis has decided that this is how we better ourselves as an organization, and it's a key part in that, then he can pay him whatever he wants. He can throw whatever he wants at him. I would welcome Masai Ujiri with open arms because he'll find a way to trade John Wall.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully.
He's a wizard.
Ooh.
You got Marc Gasol, you got Kawhi Leonard, Ruthless.
That's what I mean. Like the trades that he did to get Toronto.
Won a championship.
Yeah, won him a championship.
Won a championship. So, and this is via Michael Granger, a Toronto Raptors reporter. MLSE owner, which is Major League Sports Entertainment, I think, in Toronto. Larry Tenenbaum, when asked about Woj's report, "I know Masai, he's like my son. There's no chance he's living in Toronto. I know if you ask Masai, he's going to get everything he wants." So,
I don't think he'll leave.
Especially if Raptors, for the
money. For the money.
All about the money, Nicholas.
But if the Raptors... The Traptors.
The Traptors sound like a Canadian Skrillex cover band.
I was going to say, because trapped. Yeah. I get it. That's funny.
It's pretty good.
I like it. Especially if the Raptors match.
Yeah.
Why leave?
Nah. Yeah, why not?
He loves it there.
Yep. Totally fair, Nicholas.
The Wizards are a mess, so why would you do it?
This time I am prepared. Brooklyn Bits of Music. Woo.
Woo.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo, indeed.
Woo, woo.
mate, this has come via Ben Stinner.
Steiner. He's a horrible follow, but
Steiner.
He provided me with the topic of conversation.
D'Angelo Russell.
D'Lo. We did that at the start.
D'Angelo Russell is more valuable than Kyrie Irving.
Okay, this is an alternative fact.
straight up. There are a lot of Brooklyn fans who do not want this trade to happen.
Look, on the Brooklyn Buzz literally hours ago, I was arguing with Nick the fact that, you know, how much better does Kyrie Irving make you than D'Angelo Russell? Like, does Kyrie Irving, without D'Lo and just by himself, take you to a top four seed? Maybe fringe? But he doesn't make you a Philadelphia 76ers, Milwaukee Bucks contender.
But he makes you better than what you are now.
But marginally. And like, I get it, and I think that the reason why it's so invested is because I'm a fan, Nick. So, like, I'm going to have irrational, subjective takes, and I feel invested in D'Angelo Russell's rise and all that sort of thing.
Of course, you made him who he was.
Objectively speaking, Kyrie Irving makes the Brooklyn Nets a better team. How much better? I don't know. D'Angelo Russell is not more valuable than Kyrie Irving. He would be on a cheaper contract to whatever team gets him, be it the Brooklyn Nets, Phoenix Suns, Indiana Pacers, whoever. Kyrie Irving would obviously be on a max 4-year, $140 million deal with some injury issues, as does D'Lo. He's had his injury issues as well. This, if you're looking for that, you know, Brooklyn buzz is, I'll go into plenty of depth with it with Nick Fay. There's no way he's more valuable. We've still got 2 weeks left of Kyrie Irving conjecture. You know, now people are saying that he's going to be a Laker.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
Literally just spoke about this. I'm exhausted. I've done four podcasts today, Nick.
It's been a long season. It has been and is going to be a long free agency. I'm just glad that the moves are already being made. Anthony Davis to the Lakers. It's going to be an exciting...
Speaking of, we'll finish with the king himself.
Ooh.
His post on his Instagram.
Oh, here we go.
AD on da way. 2 exclamation points. At Anthony Davis, he had the laughing emoji. Let's get it, bro. ! Just the beginning. ... King Ooh. Crown emoji. # Lake Show. Interesting tag.
He didn't # strive for greatness.
Oh yeah. I like strive for greatness. I've always respected that # and the mantra.
So LeBron's pumped.
Yeah.
I'm pumped
yeah.
for the Lakers next season.
Yeah.
Adrian Fomato, you should be pumped as well.
Oh yeah.
Bit of a shout out.
Yeah, why not?
He's a bit of a Lakers
Probably
fan.
Doesn't listen.
Probably. He doesn't like our takes on Michael Jordan.
We're not an Arsenal podcast.
Why would we? We're not shit.
Oi! Take that, British listeners and any Arsenal fans all around the world.
Ha.
Go Melbourne United.
Yeah, it's going to be a fascinating, fascinating off-season, and we will get at you with some more
Who
stuff
cares?
As it happens.
101 episodes. Who cares?
Boy.
Yeah, boy. Yeah, boy!
Should we end it with the longest year? But no, we shouldn't. That just about does it for another week. So we'd just like to say thank you for tuning into Just Ball Things. You can catch us on the nothingbutnet-radio channel. As always, you can catch us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Blog Talk Radio, or wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. Do us a solid, leave us your rating and review as well. Helps us out a bunch. So remember, you guys that make the show great. So we appreciate any and every post heading our way. So until next week.
Keep on, superstars. Woo!